Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our third-party news tracker service, Saudi Arabia's Ministry of Finance has raised green export credit agency financing of $266 million to buy buses in a landmark deal. The Export-Import Bank of the United States has approved support for two transactions. The ECA will provide a loan guarantee of up to $498 million for Turk Havar Yalori, otherwise known as Turkish Airlines, to support the export of Boeing aircraft to Turkish Airlines. And the Asian Development Bank has invested up to $20 million in green bonds to be issued by Georgia Global Utilities, with proceeds to upgrade water supply and sanitation in Tbilisi and nearby municipalities, and to refinance debt of renewable energy and water operations. Our headline news offering in the commodity space: Mercuria has sealed one of the most modest COVID-19 premiums or upticks in pricing for an investment-grade commodity-linked borrower on its European RCF refinancing, despite sounding out banks in the midst of the pandemic. On our third-party news track service in the commodity finance space, Petrobras and Karoon have changed the terms of its $665 million Banu field stake sale. And Canada-headquartered Westport Fuel Systems has secured a €15 million loan from UniCredit to improve liquidity during the COVID-19 pandemic. And finally, in the trade finance sphere, ING partners with Genesis to streamline its CPRI business. Pamela Koch-Hamilton has been named as Executive Director of the International Trade Center, the joint agency of the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development and the World Trade Organization for Trade and International Business Development. That is all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.